Vavkov Omid Aleph Mishum that have a dirish atesh mishala aver ena lodibro Talmud. It's not meant to be continuously lived there in a permanent fashion. Ella is stelfik ba shomei hasada. Gather just the people who are washing the field should gather there to as a rest place to rest with shade. After it goes up three tefachim, it goes back and bends over. So kashen stella, like the literally tooth of a rock, kaharzeh, like this mountain, it's a slope down the sides. So it has the smaller roots coming out of larger roots, the sudden from the side, the quick from the earth, and they're bending over to the ground. And the kind in different directions. The dalem and the larger ones, and the larger ones will go stick up and keep getting at an angle and are more than three tefachim, like this picture which Rashi has on the side of the Gemara. Then they grow when they are higher than three tefachim. Masur and the different call according to everyone. After the tosai, the gedil and the roishay shall tzadei ilan, those which are growing towards the top of the tree, call shalot levoy gedil, anything which is not more than three tefachim. Chen ketanim, so the small ones. Hayetz and the gedil and the shipul agav, the ones that are growing tall and on towards the bottom. Sharo the divrei have call according to everyone. The kati lav lachal israel also because they haven't come into this state of being osur yet. But tzadei shrosham ketanim hayetz and mitoch gevish shalot gedilim. The small roots which are coming out from the inside the height of the bigger ones, the matel arutz sulkim, when they're bending over towards the three tefachim, rachishis asir, rachishis are also the mekayach isura also, because they're coming from something which is also in the rabbah, sharul and kodi rabbah, it is there is mutter to sit on them. The chayin and nigra ilan hayotzim to choritz katzir, they have a tree which is coming out of a small ditch, also the hochamayim lasadus, which is made to bring water to the field, to irrigate the fields, the shnei tzidi ha'ilan shaltzad, gedudi ha'choritz, the chosim gedudim, and the two sides of the tree which are on the side of the ditches, the ditch are growing into the banks. They involve limdo even stunning, you know, coming measured from the side, Shabbatok Hanagar, which are in this irrigation, Hari Hugavaya Yivimlas more, it's higher than three, the Acer, and more. They involve limdo even stunning, Hashni, you come measured from the other two sides, Shahim Gdude, Achars, which are from the banks of the ditch, Lomaila, and Gavaya Yivimlas, not going to be three, Dachum High. I mean, it's growing inside the ditch, and two sides are the length of the ditch, which is not next to the walls, so therefore it's going to be more than 3 tefachim high, but in the other two sides, which are into the banks, then it's going to be less than 3 tefachim. The rabbi, the way they could do the sharo, according to rabbi, who says you count the banks, it's going to be more to the kol pachos, megimol la'ara ka'ara, because anything which is less than 3 tefachim to the ground, it's like the ground. The rishish is moiko motem, according to rishish, is going to measure from the depths, v'hari gobek, gimol's 3 tefachim high, mekwech is also, and it's coming from something which is also. Which is right in the corner of two walls of the courtyard. And three of its sides are going into the corner over there of the wall. So there's only one side which is looking outside, towards the outside. It's growing at the until it gets higher than three tefachim of the above the wall, a little less than three tefachim above the wall. Rabba, so Rabba called Bachol is Megimol Lav Ilan, who anything less than three Tvachim is not a tree, who the Olam Loi Gavaya Shlish is never higher than three. The Rosh Hashish is Me'ara Mashkin, and according to Rosh Hashish, you can measure it from the ground, and because Kesura, so therefore it's coming from something which was also right after the current substance, it has to be in a corner. Well, Eitzel Heisel, next to the wall, but Almas, your regular against the wall, not in the corner. But the Rabba, I was going to agree, the whole Lashlish is Stod of Gavayin, since three sides are high, where V, Shavu Laris, there's only one which is equal to the ground, O, the Kaisel to the wall. To us, it's also, I feel it's the Shavu Laisel, even the side which is next to the, equal to the wall. The Havi, Selak, Be, Puma, Besucha, Bais, inside the house, I omit it was standing, but it was standing inside the house, but Ela, Derek, Ruba, Lamailo, Menagai, Pachos, Megala, it's going through a skylight, it's higher above the roof, but less than three tefachim. The shari lady ain't on the rim in the guy. Gimel because you don't see from the roof three tefachim. I feel the bechad. It's not even from one of the sides. Rabba shari luchad the Amar who said the Lord made him a kachisur also that you don't say that it came from something which is aser the hachal because over here so chabayisu the aser inside the house of the aser should go very near it though because the height is seen. The molly the aris the michti it's like a thick ground. The ha'am run leos. He said earlier chalon shemin shnei batin. You have a window between two houses. L'mayli the more higher than ten tefachim command the molly dam. It's as if it's all completely filled in. The hadri keep it bashmina the lo yoshev al kafufim and he said it and it's teaching us you can't sit on that which is bent over. The al kafayim is on the taller ones pshita Of course, it's obvious that Chatilo Ashminan Elohim Mishum Shvus. And Amos still haven't told us which of them are because of the Durabanan, Lo Oilam Ilam the Mesechus Beitza, that he held the climbing tree in that said over Mesechus Beitza. The Tzido Echad Shavu Arisha, Karko Gavoyet, the Tzido, that the ground is higher on one, Echad on one side, and Moide Rabbi, the Visa Echad Shulshu Sod, the Gavoyim and Arisha, in the place where the three sides of it are higher above the ground, the Asura, the Tzasur, even at Tzad, has Shavu Arisha, even the one, the side which is equal to the ground. Well, then, the Ilam is Ashton Lunder, you are hanging something from a tree. Whether or not there's water inside of it. Metaphys didn't beer. Metaphys viyuri, you can climb up and down. Vitaima is lavishim tirchot, because the reason is that it's also not because of effort, ela, shalo, yit, lashim, and lobo, but Messiah, that you shouldn't intentionally tear off something which is attached to the ground. Im alo, ba'ilin, also, layer it. You go up in the tree, you're not allowed to come down. Why do you hold derech yirah? So who mishdamish b'chuber? Because as long as he's going down, he's using that which is attached. Alo, m'boi, yayin, kiddush alo, ba'yir. He waited while it's still day, and then he's up, while he's up there, he turned into Shabbos. Look, unseemingly, we don't give him a fine, we have to remain there, but Yuri is allowed to go down. He didn't matana achas begoin nama b'chor, which is, for example, the blood from an animal, which is the firstborn. She desired b'dam b'chor achas, which is mixed with another b'chor's blood. Yitne, when matana achas, oisam matana lezeh, lezeh, and that, literally gift, that sprinkling thrown onto the mizbeah, counts for both of them. Matan arba dam chatzu, nishmach dam chatzu. You have two chatayas which mix the blood mixed together. You have a little bit down the matan, so you put four times onto the mizbeah, but all those in the counts for both of them. You have some matan arba, the gazer kum, asim mitzah other, because he holds that to go proactively do a mitzah is better. I forgot the high mitzah, it gets out of there, even though within that mitzah is some sort of a very happening. The Avar Abuchar, because it's violating that with Bala Bukhar Abal Taisif, adding sprinkling of the blood on the Mizbeach to a carbon Bukhar. I'll say Asi the Hatis, but still the Asi of sprinkling the blood for Hatis, Chsiv, and that's all Karasi Shpun onto the horns of the size of the top corners of the Mizbeach. The Dochi, the Bal Taisif, the Bukhar, and it pushes away the Isser of adding to a Bukhar. Very sure. I mean, Nasim Matan Achas came in the Kaimel, and since we passed the Kol, and this is the Mizbech, the Chitzel, Shas Matan Achas, anything which is put in the Arnav Mizbech, only one sprinkling. Keeper, it still were, affects the atonement. Hoch over here, the Lo Esher says, it's not possible, so Mechinel, you were lying there, the Filo Chachilin Lo Chachilin, Lo Arvinen, Arvinen, now Baal Taisif, you don't go violate the Isser of adding to sprinkling. The Imashim Baal Tigra, the Chatzis is worried about shrinking, doing the mitzvahs of the Chatzis, doing less than you need to. Because every time, as he said, Muta, as the reason given, Muta, she yakar bal tibra me'elov, she yoshev ein oikar halav. That you should, it's better that you should undo the violate the mitzvah bal tibra, lessening the Torah on its own, with meaning that you are just sitting there and not actually proactively doing something. May Avor Abal Tosef Shul Oikar B'Taim, rather it violates Abal Tosef and the term, which you have to go and proactively do it on your own. Hachanam Yor Dahach, you read the mitzvah, because going down is the mitzvah, the Hal Kol Zvan Shul Yashiv Mishtamish. B'ilam, as long as you are sitting there, you're using the tree. Farizet Tashmash, and this is the usage, Hilkoch, therefore, Afokav the Hashtuch Mishtamish Tashmash Acher, because you're even now you can do some other usage of the tree while you're climbing down. You know, you're seeing the eyes, and more and more as you climb down, all the initiation of Shabbat is better than when you're sitting there. The love of mitzvah, the kind of asset, because you're fulfilling the mitzvah's asset. Look up the mitzvah, punish from the aver, who is just suffering from the aver, I day aver through another aver, I will keep a mitzvah in kind, but there's no actual fulfilling of a mitzvah. Daf kuf, omud, base. The low of it is true, because you're ashamed when you're sitting in the nice and alive, the baltigra, and you're not trying to do the violation of doing, making less mitzvahs in the Torah. I say the menasin al kornas and the mitzvahs asay of putting on, sprinkling onto the corners of the mizbeach. That kareen the malim just comes out and not to be fulfilled on its own. Avol zeh yishivasay tashmashu, but this which he's sitting in the tree is actually usage shehu mishtamish ilan. He's using the tree. Yochesh ein bo lachluach bala mechuberhu. This doesn't have any moisture and it's not considered attached. Most of the time, yovish is if it's dry, it's mutter. The lucky afilu shemaras ayin. The same as maras ayin shari nikar lakol shehu. Yovish everyone can tell that it's dry. She ain't a moisty olam because it's not growing leaves. But the Gadani also now, which is also most like Shamos in the winter, is Yain Nikar Ben Lach the Ben Yom, which is not recognizable between moist, not moist, but Ikar Mishum Maris Ayin, and there is the Maris Ayin that perhaps you're violating an Aver. Look at very Nashim Boi Mishana Shaver, Shinisha Boi Mishana Shaver, that Liz left over from last year. But all see the Mishri Beit, Lisha, the laugh, and you're going to come from there and allow you, and allow yourself to peel things, and even something which is a moist creek, is knee. the aleha, the yovish atul aleha, the lah lo gazrinin. Even though we're not worried that you're going to go about the leaves from a dry tree to a moist tree, that we don't make gazir. He goof gazir, excites himself in the gazir meal to lisha atul lisha nixer. But the capacity you're going to harvest and detach, so detach in another manner. The situation that we do have a problem with, and we make a gezeira. The geduda yichor shenasho enough of kulam, because you have this like transplanted, replanted tree in which all of the branches have come off. Bikamatsu kalamis means to say any of the nature they weren't scholars. Sheyendu lezerik, and then we know to be careful not to do it improperly. Kavikazu, like this valley, sheyendu shem doesn't have a guard, but kol parts everything is open. Well, it's for a glam. Quite the alma you see from that halach and amichayt. Even walking is could be a sin. Currently, it's also considered called a sin. Vahocha ikachet shetol shesom. And here, there's a sin that he's detaching the grass. Lacham also it's also how he tells because that's considered detaching. Yovishin still shenami, but if they dry, everybody then says if they were detached. Same sani. Then if you're wearing shoes, then the shari is permitted. Little same sani. Also, it's also why shesom did bokim because shesom did loshim because the grass gets stuck in his knuckles and in between his toes, and they get detached. Uksa is ashpia, kofold and taktav is bent over, doubled over underneath of asum and the bokmasham and the grass gets attached there, but and it gets cut off. Sharkas psila ruch is a long wick. Sha'esav aruch. So therefore, if it means if the grass is long, then it's also also ham zera yish begib oil and mashirin has the various different seeds inside of it. Inside of its shaft, then you can take it out. Says that something which you don't intend to do is mutter, and obviously it's not a segregation. That means having marital relations. That's the language meaning marital relations. It's talking about Sisera and Ya'el that he was bending down in between her legs. Down below, das ratio, the high crawl, is in the beginning of that pasuk is the words, Osper Glaim Hu. Nevesh lo toiv lo toiv. My mother and sons aren't going to be good. And ask them below. That's the issue if they were created without the one wanting it. Shehoyah bala. Otzper aglayim. Which we're talking about a case where the husband obviously was now considering sinning with his feet. Haboyel v'shainish matricha. You're making an extra effort for her. But that's the issue where the woman actually wants it. Yubol v'yishna. Shemachmas b'yir v'shaina. Because of the first time he had relations. It's not that yishav v'hubushav taibo. She's gotten more desire. She's completely entranced in her desires. Shabal v'yishnia. And now, when they have relations the second time, he mezeres tchila, she's going to have the zeres tchila, she's going to climax first. Ve'echad he mezeres tchila, when she climaxes first, yolad zeres, and then there is a male child. How this works scientifically, we don't know. Z'levar mitzvah means tashrish. Having relations. The buchim, the vainim, vinim, davarim, don't play, but they can understand one thing from something else. Yisachar Leah told Yaakov the davar mitzvah. Leah was asking Yaakov to do the mitzvah, the tamer, and she said, Olai tov, come to me, kisar, sechritich, because I hired you. Tsar, Ibor, Ubrois, Chalasim, pregnant women are sickly. Kamashmai, Tsar, Leah, that means the pain in childbirth. Mishtav Tekas, Miss Avotasha, she's the stars of having relations. Uhu, Yimshal Balch, Shuhu, Moshe Lemer, Bepeh. Thomas says, because he is in charge, that he can actually verbalize what his desires are. But Isha believe she's only in her heart to Boishal Hitzabaka, and she has embarrassment to actually verbalize what she wants. And Ratsa at Sri Kameh, Marav, Fana, Vinyan, Echiba, she shows him all different things that she's trying to basically flirt with him. Atubaka, Abel, Boishal, Lotzis, Rosh, Apuru, she's embarrassed to go out with her head uncovered. When Duda call Adam, Lakaim, and Fresh Labor, and explain she's to Rudakal Adam, Chutzmabad, she's also to every man except for her husband, the Ish, Nice and Lashem Harvey, and the man's allowed to marry as many women as he wants. The Chavushim is Esther and Kol Koydimas Melch Benim, as the Pasuk says, that the honor of a princess is to stay inside. Kalila's shade is a demon. Kibahemak Shakras, that it crouches because Shehi Mishtenis when they urinate, but they're afraid the last can so to a mule does that. Kaila Bailo Shulam Mailo Bashas Tashra, that he is on top during the relations. Shachulah Yoshevis. She says to Mishtenes, and she urinates Mitzniyas. It's an extra modesty. She's not missing anything, but they're dealing with this. And that's this Karla Bayon, that she's like a cushion to her husband. The husband's on top during relations. And La Terechokach, she doesn't have as much effort to put in Tarchom Merubah Mishalah. He has to put in more effort than she does. Well, the final Melamdeno teaches us, Mebehemus Arts, Shinasa Mehem Chachmola Harisol, and it was given to them wisdom that they can teach us. Shemafai's Helech Hopoche, Kanofa, he spreads out his wings. Who appears, and that is the appeasement. Which would be what we call the foreplay. Kinyamr l'kaimon. She says later, Shemr l'tzeser l'klims v'albush, Shemr l'tzeser l'klims v'albush, he's going to purchase for her a cloak that's going to reach the earth. The defecate in front of other people, and will also cover up afterwards. Rosh Hashanah is a different shot. The Gezel in the Molad, the Ksiva says, over Bekayitz Lachma, the Ein Achaz Gozel, Smaichol, Chamert, and neither of them, none of them steals the food of its friend, even though it's gathered already in the summer. Varayis, Mianish, in this Kaka, Lavazuba, only has relations with the its mate. Ziga Malbush, it's a type of garment, Shukar, and Kote, it's called the coat. After they have the relationship with Anaya, then moves in Koyf of Rosh and bends his head over to it, the earth towards the ground. He is the Ma'at Likach with what to purchase.